You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. If you haven't dialed in just yet, you still have time, 217-244-9455. Or you can pledge online at willag.org. Just hit the Donate or Contribute Now button at the top of the page. On the phone line with us to take a look at the weather forecast is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks so much for taking the time today. Tell me about the weather forecast for the next 10 days here in the Midwest.
We are still going to be seeing a succession of frontal boundaries moving down across the Midwest as we move forward through this next 10-day period. A series of small disturbances coming through, and each one will likely produce a little bit of light precipitation and kind of slow us down a little bit out there in the field. So we've kind of been dealing with this for a while, but you know, one of the biggest differences between the weather pattern that's coming up and that which has been with us for quite a little while is the temperatures. And the temperatures have been fairly cool on a consistent basis week after week here up to this point in time. But we're going to see a little more warmer air getting intermixed every once in a while, and that should help us to dry down the topsoil just a little bit quicker between weather events. That doesn't mean that we're going to be able to get out and work the fields every day and be real aggressive about it, but there should be a stretch of a few days at a time that will allow for that to occur. And then we'll see some rain move across the region. This sounds very normal, doesn't it? And that's pretty much what we're talking about here, a normal weather pattern. But it's normal for early April rather than early May. And that's probably the biggest difference, is our atmosphere is going to continue to be a little on the coolish side, and we won't be able to get out there and really hit those fields as hard as we want. We still have flooding out there, of course, on the Illinois River, portions of the Middle Mississippi River, even up in the upper Midwest on the Red River. That area in the upper Midwest is going to see serious flooding for the next week and a half or so as they get into some very warm temperatures, and about 20 to 30 inches of snow will melt over a large region all at once.
Tell me about those warm temperatures, not up in the Red River Valley area, but here in the Midwest. The first set is to come when? This weekend?
Well, start warming up tomorrow afternoon. It'll still be in the 50s, though, across a big part of the Midwest. But on Friday, we'll be looking at 60 and lower 70-degree temperatures in many areas. As we get into Saturday and Sunday, those temperatures will go ahead and push more significantly into the upper 60s and lower to a few middle 70s. It's about as warm as we'll get before a cold front cuts through the region. That will likely arrive around Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and that'll be the next larger, more generalized rain event for the region, but not anything like what we saw last week.
And your hopes for further out, if you'd looked into the first few weeks of May and maybe to the middle part of it?
Be aware that there will be a chance for a couple of surges of cold air coming down on into the middle of May. These won't be persistent cold air masses, but they will be separated by some warmer weather. So it may kind of give us a false sense of hope that we're done with the coolness, and then all of a sudden a frost and freeze event will come along. From a precipitation perspective, though, I think we'll probably see a good balance. There will be moments where we'll have to be out of the fields and wait for a period of drying to take place and then get back into it. Like I said, it's going to be a relatively normal period of time, but we will have average temperatures that are a little bit more, like a few weeks earlier than what the calendar will say it is.
Thanks so much, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for Wednesday afternoon. Still time to dial in your pledge of financial support. Do that right now at 217-244-9455. If you listen online, just go to willpledge.org or willag.org and then hit contribute. Two notes, make sure you hit the WILLAM button and then click the agriculture box. I'm Todd Gleason.